Earlier this week, the city of Portsmouth approved $75 million in bonds to upgrade the wastewater treatment plant on Pierce Island. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, the vote by the city council is a milestone in the years-long effort by federal and state regulators to clean up Great Bay.
It's been about 5 years since the Federal Environmental Protection Agency started issuing tougher standards for wastewater treatment plants in the Great Bay watershed. The goal was to lower the amount of nitrogen entering the bay, which scientists say is killing eelgrass, a vital habitat and food source for wildlife. Communities around Great Bay faced a choice: spend millions of dollars to upgrade their wastewater treatment facilities or risk stiff penalties from the EPA. And just the last month, two more Seacoast communities chose the first option. But coming to that decision hasn't always been easy.
Thank you.
All right, listen, I'm going to ask, just to be respectful of each other, I know there's some people here that are emotional, maybe upset, maybe to hear about, maybe some people want the facts, but let's just be respectful of each other, okay? This is a public hearing, nothing personal.
That's Portsmouth Mayor Jack Blaylock trying to rein in a public hearing during a city council meeting last week. The council was deciding whether to approve an upgrade to their existing wastewater treatment plant on Pierce Island. Many opponents to the plan wanted a new treatment plant built at the former Pease Air Force Base instead. But City Councilor Bradley Lown said building at Pease would take time the city simply doesn't have.
We're risking sanctions from the EPA. We're putting in jeopardy the amendment to the consent decree. We're throwing off the schedule to solicit bids for contractors and get the job going. We have kicked the can down the road for 30 years. We can't keep kicking the can down the road.
The council ultimately voted 7-1 to approve the project, which will be the most expensive in the city's history. It's the latest and largest community in the watershed to make a significant move toward meeting the EPA's wastewater standards. Newmarket voted in 2013 to upgrade their wastewater treatment plant at a cost of about $14 million. And last week, Exeter approved a $55 million proposal to do the same. And while these projects weren't as controversial as Portsmouth's, they were still tough pills to swallow. Russell Dean is town administrator of Exeter.
The sewer rate increases that we're facing as a result of this project are pretty significant. We're looking at order of magnitude $650 a year for our sewer ratepayers. And so we certainly feel that pain. But at the same time, the options are very limited. You either meet the permit requirements or you don't, and if you don't, then they have the ability to come in and fine the town.
For Stephen Perkins with the EPA, the recent moves by Exeter and Portsmouth are welcome news.
What I think you saw last week was the culmination of a lot of work on the community's parts to step up to the plate.
Perkins says with these communities on board, the chapter on upgrading the large wastewater treatment plants around Great Bay is coming to a close. Next up, he says, is addressing stormwater runoff, which accounts for about two-thirds of the nitrogen entering the bay. How Great Bay communities react to that challenge, we'll have to wait and see. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.